Fake email drama swirled in the days leading up to a decision by the Public Utilities Commission over the fate of a Big Island biomass plant, Honua Ola, also known as Huhonua. The PUC denied the company's request for reconsideration in the case in its bid to begin operating. Henry Curtis of Life of the Land challenged the Hamakua project. We spoke with him this morning.
Life of the Land is very pleased with the decision by the Hawaii Public Utilities Commission. It was a very thorough and detailed analysis, and it covered all of the major points. We had several objections to this. One, that it would raise costs for ratepayers. Two, it was not competitive with other renewables coming online. Three, it would emit huge amounts of toxics into the air, some of which were greenhouse gases, but there were many other toxics that would be emitted. Four, it would dump a lot of pollutants into the ocean. Five, it would damage forests at a time that we need to save trees to fight off climate change. And six, repeatedly, Huhonua refused to answer the most basic questions about their operations.
Now, the company invested millions in that project, and from where it sits, it's a matter of jobs at this point.
Well, first of all, they invested some of it during their first power purchase agreement. And then when that fell through, they filed a massive antitrust lawsuit against HECO, HELCO, Hamakua Energy Partners, NextEra Energy, in federal court. And Chief Justice Seabright from the Honolulu District said, hey, look, guys, you failed to meet your own contractual deadlines. It's your own fault, and you can't be blaming others for that. So a lot of their investment came from that period. Second, the deal they signed with HELCO said that they had plenty of opportunity to build the facility after they got their permits. The fact that they went ahead and spent money before getting their final permit, they took the risk on that. It would be like a homeowner building a house before getting a permit to build it, and then claiming since it's built already, the state owes them the right to keep it.
With this decision, the Public Utilities Commission has upheld the order. The company, you know, still can appeal, but, you know, leading up to this decision, there was a lot of drama surrounding fake emails that came through the docket. Talk about that.
Yes. Apparently, Huhonua set up a mechanism on their website whereby they encouraged massive people to send in an email that simply say, from this email, stick it on a form letter and send it to the commission expressing your upsetness about the way the commission has done things. Now, Huhonua basically did not supervise or oversee the operation at all. They were simply trying to generate as many emails as possible, and they sent in about 2,000 form letters to the PUC. It turns out that seven of them, when the PUC responded and sent emails to each of those people saying, thank you for your comments, here's where you can learn more, seven emails were received back to the PUC saying, we never sent them. For some absolutely crazy reason, Huhonua decided to claim that I had sent those. And they listed IP addresses that are for all Verizon customers statewide. So zillions of possible people who might have sent it in. And they said, no, it's not anybody else. It's just Henry and Life of the Land. And their analysis was faulty beyond belief. We hope we have the opportunity to really nail them for this blatant defamation of character. We consulted three internet security experts, very high level, very sophisticated people who looked over what Huhonua submitted and said there is absolutely no way they could have come to the conclusions they did.
So you maintain you're unfairly accused of generating those fake emails?
That's correct, yes.
Now, the PUC, in its decision, didn't deal with that issue.
They mentioned it towards the very end of the decision, that there were a lot of people who were sending in comments. And I think they noted it in a footnote at the very end of the decision. But that's not really the place to decide it. This is a separate complaint that Hoo-Ho Nua has filed. And interestingly enough, Warren Lee, in sending the letter of complaint into the PUC, violated the PUC's own rules on how you file a complaint.
How should he have done it?
They should have had a certificate of service which explained who they were sending it to, and he didn't include that.
Okay. Was that more of a technicality?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's technical.
Okay. All right. But it just seems like the PU says, we're not going to deal with this. They noted it, but essentially
they're
said...
they're not dealing with it in this proceeding.
Right. So what's your plan at this point?
Well, I think Hoo-Ho Nua has a major problem, because if they appeal it to the Supreme Court, they have to explain to the Supreme Court why the Supreme Court doesn't understand its own decision. Hoo-Ho Nua is challenging a simple, plain, easy-to-understand reading of the Supreme Court decision. The Supreme Court, in its decision, said that Life of the Land is appealing on three separate issues, and the court said, we are only going to be ruling on two of them. And the Supreme Court said, we're upholding Life of the Land on both of them. And Hoo-Ho Nua turned around and said, no, there was only one issue, greenhouse gases. So Hoo-Ho Nua is challenging the Supreme Court on their own order.
That was Executive Director of Life of the Land, Henry Curtis, reacting to a PUC decision on the eucalyptus biomass plant. Hoo-Ho Nua issued a statement on the PUC decision saying, we are disappointed in the PUC decision killing a badly needed firm renewable project on Hawaii Island. The order disregards due process and disrespects the 64 workers whose jobs are threatened during this unprecedented economic crisis. It added, we are shocked and disappointed the PUC made this decision without conducting an investigation of the fraudulent letters submitted to discredit the overwhelming number of comments in support of the project. We find it reprehensible that the commission would abdicate its responsibility for thoroughly investigating this matter and suppressing the voices of thousands of supporters of this project in favor of a hasty ruling, end quote. The company is not saying what its next step will be.